Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park on what I think is going to be a decent night for baseball. Red Sox A's here. Later this evening, I know there were some questions about rain showers, but a must-win baseball game, in my opinion, after you drop one that was really painful.
Is this one sneaky big?
No, it's bigger than
it's actually
big.
Very big. It's
bigly big. Use
obviously,
your voice. Do your voice thing. Bigly big.
Bigly big.
Very bigly big. This is one of the biggest games since big games came to Fenway.
That was the voice I was looking for.
Yeah,
for
you know which one MAGA Hart wanted to hear.
Bigly big game here tonight at Fenway Park. We spoke with the manager, Alex Cora. A little lineup change that might be of interest to one Ted Johnson, who's joining us right now. St. Bregman dropped to the three spot. Story bumps up to the two spot. You real quick like that idea?
I don't mind it. I get your argument. You know, like, why are we moving? You know, Story, who's ripping the cover off the ball. But you know, moving him one spot shouldn't affect him. And if it's what kicks Alex's, you know, into gear, then that's what we need. So I don't have a problem with it. This is kind of what he's done all season long to get guys going. So Bregman is at a point now where, you know, you got people saying that you know, they want to get rid of him. So it's a kind of a last-ditch effort to kind of get his bat going.
Absolutely. But that voice tells you Ted Johnson's here in a nice blue and white flowered shirt. He's got energy just in time for the three-point stance.
319!
Ready!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone. A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're not really playing like a saint anymore, you got to get Glassman. Call all 7 to 617-777-7777. Three hosts here on WEEI Afternoons, each of which are presenting their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you'll lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Ready, ready.
All right, your 60 seconds begins right now.
So there's this dynamic developing where suddenly people like Rafi Devers again. It's funny, when your offense stinks, everybody's like, hey, we could probably use a 30 home run, 300 hitter who makes $30 million a year. Even Fitzy is nodding in agreement. And you could in the postseason. But in the regular season, I am with Bresbaud. You were a better baseball team without him. So as you go down the stretch here and you're scuffling and trying to get in the postseason and everybody's lusting for Rafi Devers, I'd argue you wouldn't be in this spot with Rafi Devers. The addition by subtraction when Devers left and the clubhouse changed and the aura of this team changed with the young guys and the energy, It's true. You were a better baseball team without him, and because of that, if the playoffs started today, you'd be in. That said, with the playoffs starting, I do wish Rafi Devers was on the team because Rafi Devers is a big bat. Big bats play in the postseason. Rafi Devers in the postseason averaged an RBI per game. He was a 300 hitter, and once every three games, which is a short series now, a wild card type series, he would hit a home run. So two things can absolutely be true. You were a better regular season team without Rafi Devers. You put yourself in position to go to the postseason without Rafi Devers. And when you get to the postseason without Roman Anthony, boy, would it be nice if you had Rafi Devers.
There we go.
Had to get the horn in there at the end.
And five extra seconds.
I did, but I didn't need it. I felt like I nailed the hell out of it. Sometimes you just put the mic down, you walk away.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how the segment works. But just to catch up with him in San Francisco right now. So he's a 239 hitter as a member of the Giants with a 795 OPS. Overall, he's still a 30-100 player this season. But what do you guys think about the idea that the Red Sox wouldn't even be in, did you say not in playoff contention?
With Rafi Devers, I do not think you'd be a playoff team.
Do you guys believe that?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Why?
Because I think he was dragging the team down. I think just his unwillingness to change positions, I think just brought this dark cloud over the whole locker room, and I think it impacted everybody. And I just think this team, it's really the DNA of this team is a young team with some veterans sprinkled in, and the young guys need leaders and guys to show them how to do it. I don't think he was a very good leader, and I think he would have brought – just kept the team down. I really do. I don't think they were vibing with him as the face of the franchise.
What Ted said.
Well, if you remember, there was that, and now I think it was contradicted or whatever, but there was that story that he was mad at Christian Campbell because Christian Campbell took ground balls at first or something.
Christian did say that he did not say that.
I don't believe him. Okay. Anyway, all right. And maybe that one wasn't the true one, but I think things like that would have popped up right. When you had Meyer, when you had Anthony, when you had Toley, when you had Early, all these young guys coming up. And Ted, I even got you to admit along the way that the youthful energy of this team became a big part of this team's success.
Yep.
I don't think that would have bloomed as well with Devers here.
It wouldn't. You see this time and time again with teams when they are putting teams together, and you see it with the Bruins. They had a long time. It took them a long time to get rid of like their older veterans. You need to, you know, the guys that are aging out and they've been leaders and good players for a long time. If they don't exit, the younger guys will never develop into the being the next generation of leaders. So it makes sense to flush out those kind of old veterans that aren't really just bought into being the leader and leading the young guys because you need veterans like Bregman before he wasn't hitting to kind of show the guys the way. That was not the role for Rafi Devers.
Is that sort of why they had the captain flush on the Patriots?
Absolutely. That's the first thing I thought 100%. Of when Ted was talking.
100%.
Ah, okay.
Is you're not only...
Those are some tough cuts to make. Those are some good people.
Yeah, and I don't think necessarily all those guys were... Rafi Devers bad fits. It was just needing to cleanse it to allow the new to take over.
You know what? And it's for some of those guys, it really wasn't anything they did. It's just they are attached to the old regime.
Right.
You see a player that is David Andrews. That is, you think of Bill Belichick when you see him, and you think of old ways of doing things when you see David. And so by just getting him out of the facility, that feeling is eliminated.
Yep, guilt by association.
Yeah, I'm a big buyer and big believer in the positive energy thing, obviously. So just that sort of like karmic and kinetic change that was made, it was like, you know, hey, entitlement, guess what? It's not only not out of the building, it got a free breakfast, and then it's not playing here and getting paid $30 million anymore, and in comes Roman Anthony with positivity. Sucks that his oblique got hurt, but, you know, if he were still here, we would not even be wondering about like, oh, they're going to win enough to the playoffs. It would be more like, hey, did they catch the Yankees? And can we maybe nip the heels of the Blue Jays?
Yeah, these issues right now are not about losing Rafi Devers. They're about losing Roman Anthony.
Correct.
Also, by the way, the Jordan Hicks WAR comparison that we were doing.
Oh, yeah, how's that doing?
It's probably not worth mentioning, but it's 1.5 to negative 1.1. So, unfortunately, Rafael Devers does have the...
Well, he has gotten a little bit hot there. With the power.
He has, and the Giants have turned... But they were one of the worst teams in baseball for a two-month stretch acquired him.
Ruined him.
But now they're kind of on their way back.
But isn't it funny, though, that I always think of the timing of... of the slump for these, you know, Red Sox hitters, particularly Alex Bregman. It's like you'd rather have got off to a slow start and finish hot than get off to a hot start and finish slow.
Yep. Yeah, it's just theoretically they're all kind of matter the same. The games matter, but you're right. I would like it weighted toward the end of the year because there is no momentum for this team right now. None at all.
But that's okay. We're making a lot of change today, and Alex Bregman's going to be unlocked like he was at the beginning of the season.
Can cynical Andy tell you what he thinks to bet on tonight?
Go right ahead and tell me why it's Alex Bregman strikeouts.
Nope, it's not. Ah. It's caught stealing for Trevor Story.
Oh, my God.
You changed up the mojo. You changed up the mojo. I don't like changing the mojo.
But they've changed that up before.
People that bet on that hate when people get Christmas gifts.
I'm telling you, if there was something, I don't even know how to bet on that. But
if Bregman goes out there and he continues to play the way he's playing to the end of the season, are you going to take a little victory lap? Because you were very skeptical and
apprehensive. I bought in.
Really?
I told you mid-year I bought into that he is worth more than his
stats. Same Bregman was like a sarcastic kind of...
Early in the year, it definitely was.
Okay.
Then I realized he's really a saint.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. I never felt you...
I told you!
Okay, I didn't feel it. I got a feel. You can tell me something.
How do you want me to make you feel it?
Ted, a lot of us have Borregaliced our field goals Andy's direction because the goalpost moves a lot.
Man. Oh, he is great. I just wish he would mix in a couple of hits.
He never stops moving, that Andy, with his opinions. Constantly changing, evolving all the time.
We'll revisit this tomorrow to see when it changes. By the way, Trevor Story has hit everywhere from second to eighth in the lineup this year. So the whole thing about momentum is a fallacy. Like he's moved the entire
season. I know, but he's been good lately in the three spot.
And
no one else has been good in any other spot.
And I'll be the guy that says, my client has 40 million reasons why he needs to hit tonight and not complain about getting moved.
Okay.
By the way, he's a 291 hitter in the third spot, 288 in the fourth, 277 in the fifth. So the higher he goes, the better he gets. Okay. So that's my argument for why Trevor Story should be at second.
That's pretty much game over with
there
your...
There you go.
There's something I want to say that I'm not going to say because it would be a terrible thing to say. So.
Oh, great. Yeah, so the good way to preface it on the radio.
I love it. I got a counter to yours, but I'm not going to say it.
Don't worry, Andy. The holy war will start without your words. It's fine.
All right, let's leave this one here before Andy actually says what's on his mind. Fitzy, are you ready?
Estoy listo.
All right, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, how about some of these names, folks? Justin Fields. J.J. McCarthy, Brock Purdy, Joe Burrow, and possibly even Jaden Daniels. Yes, those are five starters from week one of the 2025 NFL season who are either definitively out this week, possibly out for much, much longer, or in questionable status as starting quarterbacks for week three of the 2025 season. At least five quarterbacks, maybe even six, depending on how the rest of the week plays out, that will not be starting by just week three of the 2025 season. Okay, what am I getting at? Oh, quarterback's a tough position. These guys should get paid a lot of money. Sure. People get hit. Oh, they need to get tuned up in the preseason. No. What this does is this highlights to me the importance, the greater importance more than ever, to have not just a good backup, but a backup that is so good he's starter worthy in the NFL these days. Because if you go into the season with a backup quarterback like, oh, I don't know, the New England Patriots, who just saw their second-year phenom, Drake May, play his best game to date and hope to build off of it this Sunday and coming forward. If you go into it with Josh Dobbs, who in my estimation is here more to be a mentor and a fun guy for Drake to learn from, as opposed to a Jake Browning type who can get out there with elite weapons, throw touchdowns, and win games, you very well may be screwed. Backups matter.
Was this a Joe Milton three-point stance?
No, okay. This is not a Joe. I didn't like that they got Josh Dobbs, and I think that you need to have a better than average, if not almost starter grade backup in the NFL these days, because you have starters dropping like flies already. Literally, 1/6 of the league is sitting come week three already, and Joe Burrow out for the year. Justin Fields potentially out for weeks. Jaden Daniels now managing a chronic pain issue. J.J. McCarthy's ankle geeked up. Brock Purdy out at least three more weeks. They got Mac Jones. Mac Jones started in the NFL. Think what we will of McCorkle around here, but Mac Jones is a, quote, starting caliber-ish quarterback.
Oof.
I know.
Oof.
Yeah.
Like hey.
He looked good in the Shanahan.
I wanted to talk backup quarterbacks, but a host on the show would shut me down and tell me we don't talk backup quarterbacks, and that's not an important.
You know why Browning's good?
Wait, what is it because his GF?
What's his GF?
Girlfriend.
No, because he has Jamar Chase and T. Higgins to throw to.
Okay.
Like, I'm not a huge believer that there are a ton of good backup quarterbacks.
Would you rather have Carson Wentz or the Pastrnak?
It's hard to find
good
starting quarterbacks, you know, let alone good, you know, backup.
That's what I think. And a lot of times the good backup quarterbacks go to a place where they think they can start. They don't go to a place where, like, oh, yeah, Drake May is the starter there. I don't have a chance to go start there. Like, there's a reason. Before they drafted Jackson Dart, but you look at New York, why are Winston and Wilson there? Because their careers are on life support, and they both thought they could start there.
It's, you think about it, like, it's backup quarterbacks that flame out and they go somewhere else. If they do work out, it's because they finally are in the right system and in the right place. You know, like you kind of look what happened to Baker Mayfield. He leaves Cleveland. He goes to the Rams.
Yep.
And Sean McVay put some mojo on him.
He fixed him.
And then he goes to Tampa Bay, and you see how he's playing now. Like, maybe that will happen here. So it's hard to know exactly what you're getting out of your backup until you are forced to see them play in regular season snaps because the starters hurt. So, you know, to know what exactly Josh Dobbs is at this point, if in case that, God forbid, Drake May gets hurt, I don't know. He could be better than we realize. I don't know. But maybe not. It's a crapshoot.
We've seen him go multiple
places. With the emphasis on crap.
Yes,
crap.
But we've seen him go multiple places and look good for a week or two, and then the book and the word gets out on him, and then there's four or five.
Why he's a backup quarterback.
Yeah, I know.
I actually think a good backup quarterback is the one that can give you a week or two.
But can I be honest? Maybe what Josh Dobbs needed was Josh McDaniels.
Could
maybe
be.
He's
knows?
At a place now where if he had an opportunity to start, he would play better than he's played ever in his career. You
so who did
know.
You want, Fitzy? Like, who would you want as the Patriots' backup quarterback? Who should they have gotten? Like, who are the two or three, four names?
ABJ, anyone but Josh.
Wow, you just hate him.
I'm just not the big. No, I think I feel like he's a step down
from Jacoby Brissett.
Sure,
I mean, because I think Jacoby Brissett is just meh. Like, I think they're all cut. Is DeVito better? Are you some fans do believe DeVito's better?
Cutlets.
Yeah,
I honestly, if I was just for entertainment value, I would much rather watch Tommy Cutlets than Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, I mean, for entertainment value, because people will put Sean Stilato on the screen. And
no,
all,
it's not even just that. Like,
I just think if Drake May gets hurt, guess what?
You're probably porked, screwed, blue, and tattooed.
Yes,
I get it.
That's
overall.
It's just highlighting the value of making sure you have a good backup in your system now. Jake Browning looks pretty good. And yes, it does help that it's Jamar Chase and T. Higgins as well. But, I mean, that five starters down already in week three. Careful, NFL doesn't give any Fs.
Got to toughen these quarterbacks up. That's what we know.
Hit them more.
All right, Ted Johnson, are you ready, my friends?
I am, as long as Stiz is ready. You ready, Stiz? There we go. Get it going. All right, here we go, guys. 3, 2, and 1. Let me tell you something. You hear this jam, REO Speedwagon? This week, everything changed. Everything changed for Drake May. Drake May hit the Miami game. Has and will change everything for Drake May. Listening to him on the Monday interview with you guys, he seemed lighter. He just seemed happier. He seemed there wasn't the tension that is usually there in those interviews. You listen to what Morgan Moses had to say about him after this Miami game. He said this, quote, "You've got a guy and he's looking and he's calling the plays. You look at him in the eyes and he's speaking with confidence and enthusiasm. You know plays are going to work. That's who he is. He's a leader. He's our quarterback, man. He played a hell of a game. Players have his back. If you look at him right now, all week, all I'm seeing is Drake May on all these commercials. He's got commercials with United Healthcare. He's got commercials with Raising Cane's. He's doing all these commercials and all the socials for Gillette. He's doing commercials for local car commercials. It is like everywhere you look is Drake May, and it feels like a different Drake May. And it's all because of that performance in Miami. He needed a performance like that. He needed a win. He needed to go out and play what he's capable of doing. And now it's time for him to fly. That's what it's time for. It's time for him to fly. Just like REO Speedwagon says, time for him to fly. Go Drake May. Everything will change after this Miami game. I have no doubt.
That was time for me to fly.
What
Ted
said.
And a very rousing endorsement of the quarterback after 2 weeks, Andy Hart.
Yeah, one game. One very good game. I will say that.
I'm betting a lot on this one game.
Yes, you are. You're kind of extrapolating out off of it.
Yep.
And I didn't notice.
I want to be right, damn it.
I didn't notice the ads, the those ads.
Yeah.
And I do, like, was there legitimately an uptick?
It all of a sudden, I didn't notice them at any ads, and all of a sudden, I see them everywhere.
He's doing this Gillette thing now, like with the razor.
Only he doing it 2 weeks ago?
No.
So clearly it was recorded. Everything was ready.
Sure.
So no, it was live. I saw the chicken.
They were waiting like you.
That's what I think, a moment.
Like, God, do we need a good game so we can just open the floodgates on all these ads we have ready to go with Drake May?
Doesn't it feel like that would be their strategy? It's like, well, let's wait for the game, you know, to launch it
for him
where
to be popular,
everyone was talking
exciting,
positive about
absolutely.
Him.
Right.
Well, one, it looks like pre-shave and post-shave face was the exact same. He's just got such a baby face. And two,
some of that.
Ted, marketing is like seizing your moment. They took a viral moment. Everyone was talking Drake May. And instead of having to hold it for week 4, or week 5, or the 2026 season, they dropped it. They had a media buy and hold. Bam, there it is.
Or last week when it was, is there too much on your plate as a quarterback? Yeah. Do they need to ask you to
don't
do
worry
less?
About it. Now we've got plates.com.
Right.
We'll
now,
take away everything.
That was the only one that would have worked is like a good hefty like buffet plate or something.
Did,
but
did you guys, when you interviewed him on Monday, did you get a sense that it was lighter or not?
Yes.
Not really.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But
I thought his tonality
wasn't as tight.
Andy asked him about watching Lifetime movies at the end of it, so he definitely got the sense it was lighter.
Yeah. I try to mix in an awkward question here.
Yeah,
you didn't ask him if winning's important to him.
No, it seemed important to him.
Yeah.
I also didn't ask him if he can only throw when the ball is humid in Miami. I didn't ask him that either, because that would have been the snarky question to ask that week.
I'm sure you'll put it in your holster and save it for the next.
I will not.
Of course he's got it.
But I do appreciate that you admit that this is like
I'm sticking
leap
my
of faith a little bit.
I am walking out on the edge, so catch me when I fall, Drake.
But you also have an opportunity this week because Pittsburgh Steelers are not the steel curtain. There's an opportunity
steel
here to
curtain.
Continue it. At least then, if you get two games, then it's like it's a trend. It's a line. It's 2 points. Make a line. It's graphing in the right direction. And I think there's a chance this week, and then you have Carolina.
Absolutely, there's a chance.
There's a little soft spot here where you could build a little momentum.
Three and one. Then Andy, like I mentioned,
you had them at 6-2.
Look at their schedule. Hold on. Nope. I'm doing this right now. What's the paper?
See this
schedule.
Foot?
Yep.
This is how close you were to losing. A guy stepped on a white line with his pinky toe.
Yep. That happened.
Otherwise,
Ted, did you guys ever benefit from somebody making a mistake
bit.
In a game or two?
Yeah, yeah.
And did you go in the locker room and apologize for winning because someone else made a mistake?
Never.
Oh, you counted it as a win.
I did.
Craziest thing. Yep.
But listen.
Then the schedule they have in October, they have three immensely winnable games. If they, I'm not saying 6-2 is happening. It's on the table, just like your 0-17 was on the table
it's on
last
the table.
Year. And if it's on the table.
7-1's on
you
the table.
You told me I was a buffoon.
Well, you are. Two things
and
can be true.
Ass.
I just told you that in my 3-point stance.
Yes.
Ted, I am more confident that Drake May is going to build off this game because Drake May was great in Miami. There was no like circumstance or anything. He was just good. The way you won with a guy stepping out of bounds, that's a little quirky.
Well, I think part of why my confidence comes from is that I think a big reason Drake had the game he had was because Josh McDaniels figured some things out.
Yes.
And don't tell me you're going to go back to the game plan that you had in week one where you didn't motion hardly ever. You never put him under center hardly ever. You know, the plays were down the field, so he's holding the ball forever, and that's what made him so jumpy back there. I think they got the formula for what they need to do to get the best out of him. So I'm confident that will his good play should continue.
And you'll look to see, okay, who's got TJ Watt? Let's roll him the other direction. Now you have to deal with Alex Highsmith, I believe, correct? Is it Highsmith or Highsmith?
Yes, Highsmith.
So he's also going to be a handful for whoever has to deal with him. But, you know, it's not as if Kuntz and Max Crosby completely wrecked week one.
Yep.
You know, they gave him some pressure, but, you know, Drake was jittery and the rain was there.
It doesn't matter who you got rushing the edge if your time to throw is 2.1 second, right? Mm-hmm. If the ball comes out fast like it did last week, he had the third fastest time of release in week two last week. If he continues to do that, who cares? There's nobody that's getting to the quarterback in 2 seconds. Nobody.
617-779-7937. We see you lining up, reacting to the three-point stances. Some football three-point stances have piqued the interest of the callers. We'll get your calls next. We also need to talk about this Patriots offense. is all fixed? Was everything we criticized in week one just us being idiots? Is it full speed ahead for the offense? Greg Bedard had some interesting comments. We'll play for you, those for you next here on WEEI Afternoons. 3:45, remember, our weekly chat with Adam Schefter, which will probably talk a little Tom Brady and flag football. That's up next. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Walk. The Red Sox fell to the Athletics last night in the first of a three-game series. The final score was 2-1. Connelly early went 5 1/3 innings in his second career start, allowing just one run while striking out 7. Greg Weishard picked up the loss in his American League leading 9th blown save in relief. Game 2 of that series is tonight, first pitch at 6:45. Lucas Giolito will start for Boston, and here is your lineup as Jaron Duran leads off in left, and it's Trevor Story at short, Alex Bregman at third, Masataka Yoshida is your DH, with Romy Gonzalez at second, Rob Refsnyder and right, Nathaniel Lowe at first, Carlos Narvaez your catcher, and Zaydan Rafaela out in center field, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arkin is tonight at 5:45, and Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call of the game. The Patriots return to the practice field this afternoon. New England hosts the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Both teams are 1-1 on the season with one road win apiece. Some notes from around the team today. Christian Gonzalez did return to the practice field in a limited capacity. Morgan Moses was also spotted in uniform at practice today. Keon White was not spotted at the facility by reporters. Last night, the Steelers signed former Patriots linebacker Juwan Bentley to their practice squad. ESPN's Mike Reese notes that Bentley becomes the fifth former Patriot on the Steelers roster. And from around the league, the Vikings placed running back Aaron Jones on injured reserve because of a hamstring injury. Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed underwent surgery on his broken clavicle and a Jones fracture in his left foot. And Sean McVay says he tore his plantar fascia on the sideline while coaching the Rams to victory over the Titans this past weekend. Join the fight against suicide on Saturday, October 25th at the Out of the Darkness Walk on the Boston Common to prevent suicide and raise awareness about mental health. Proceeds benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Register today at afsp.org/Boston Walk. That's afsp.org/Boston Walk. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
You know, the hysteria over the offense was and Drake May was just ridiculous last week. And I think they put all that to bed today. I thought that Drake May was completely in command. He was comfortable. He was decisive. You know, it looked like a guy to me that took the film and the teaching points off of last week's film and applied them. And I think that's a really good sign that he is a very quick learner. And I, you know, talking to Hunter Henry, Stephon Diggs in the locker room, you know, they thought the same thing. They thought that he was terrific.
According to my rundown, that was Greg Bedard's somewhat pretentious stance on the Patriots offense on his podcast. I just read whatever you put in the prompter, people. So if you don't want me to read it, don't put it in the prompter. There was some finger wagging there from Greg Bedard. For anyone who questioned the offense after week one, the idea is that there was too much on the plate of Drake May or that it was a bad fit between McDaniels and May. And then lo and behold, they went out and, as Ted Johnson has sort of described in the last couple days, they changed a bunch of things. They did things differently. They played to Drake May's skills. They motioned. They did some things that you liked, Brian Hoyer liked, everybody seemed to like.
It was like a totally different offense. I'm just shocked that, I mean, if they had that game plan in week one, you know, it could have been a different outcome. I'm shocked that they played it so. It's almost like, I feel like that's kind of how Belichick would do it. It's almost like we don't trust him with a lot of stuff, so but we can still win doing our basic kind of,
right,
you know, normal stuff. When no, you got to soup it up a little bit. You're not good enough to be just, you know, doing basic, schemes to beat these teams.
You allowed Geno Smith to throw all over you and to beat you, and then you had to change things up. But you're 1-1, and according to Greg Bedard, it's all fixed. Nothing to see here. Move along. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines to Paulie in Dedham. What's up, Paulie?
Hey, what do you say, boys? A couple of things. First, Spitz just told me that my boy Woolridge, the guy, the backup quarterback, who should be a second-string quarterback, is on the practice squad. I don't know why he's not the second string. And
I liked him too, Paulie. I'm a fan of his too, man.
Yeah, he fell off late.
It seemed like they was protecting him. That I know, you know, the no entitlement did not apply. Like it doesn't apply to Barry or Gallus, guy, his own guys. I don't know. Don't understand why he's not backing up. It's like the minute the media starts talking about how technically sound he is, then they put him on the practice squad. They kind of put him on the practice squad so Drake May doesn't feel threatened. And I love Drake May, don't get me wrong. He seems to be improving. But, Teddy, I'm with you 110%. I have, not because you said it. I've been thinking it since I saw the guy, his first highlight. I mean, this guy broke Efton Chisholm. He broke all of Cooper Kupp's records. I want him in the game.
All right, thanks for the call, Paulie. That took
just a week.
We're all over Woldridge and then to Chisholm.
Yeah,
it feels like it should be.
That's Paulie, just a running stream of consciousness.
The only thing I don't know is sort of the idea that maybe Diggs is kind of fulfilling that role, and that keeps the status quo, and Pop Douglas is just the next best receiver who's the extra guy who got, 15 snaps, I think, in Miami.
15 snaps, 25% of the plays.
8 yards on the season, guys.
It was
it's not great.
It was on 8 targets. One touchdown. So it's not good. I am willing to heed that maybe last week it was a game plan. They did a lot more 12 personnel.
Yep.
So that maybe he just was phased out for that week. So, but I'm curious in the next few weeks, kind of what the production looks like for that guy. Because if it's still kind of the way it is now, what are we doing? Put Efton Chisholm out there, please.
I'm ready for it. I told you I'm ready for it. I'm kind of done with Pop. I'm ready for Efton Chisholm. And they'll tell us when they have their active, inactive list. If he's still inactive,
always room for some Chiz.
They don't believe he's ready. Let's go to the phone lines now. Dan in Fitchburg. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Ted.
Yes, sir.
Ted, I got to tell you how happy I am to have you on this radio show. You know, being a professional athlete, being a Super Bowl champion, being one of the best linebackers I ever saw play for the Patriots. I'm a huge fan, and to have someone with your knowledge of the game to tell us about the game. I take that all to heart because you're the guy that played the game. And your analysis of the Patriots as a whole and as an offense, I couldn't agree with more. So I called so I could support you with that analysis. I think they exercise a lot of demons down in Miami. They do not play well in Miami. I've been a fan for 60 years of my life. I think they really exercised a lot of demons down there. To get a win down there was huge.
Thanks for the call, Dan.
Ted Johnson, I had no idea how intelligent he was.
That's a brilliant call. Thank you.
Great call, Dan.
I appreciate kind words. My co-host loved every minute.
Awesome.
And can we just clip that audio, please, for my boss?
Yeah, we'll save that for the future. But in the future right now, coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, our weekly chat with Adam Schefter. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park, going to the guest line now, where we do each and every week at this time to talk to Adam Schefter. ESPN's Adam Schefter is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive, and by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. Adam Schefter, how are we doing this week?
Gentlemen, what's going on?
So, a lot of Tom Brady in the NFL news this week. Seems like always. But let's start. Let's start with the coaches' booth. He was in the Raiders coaches' booth the other night, and that drew a lot of attention on social media. A lot of fans, a lot of ex-players, and people reacting to that. How did that really resonate across the league within the NFL?
You know, I think there are people, there are coaches who are leery of it. I think that is true. Like, I heard from a couple of people. I'm like, why are you concerned? They're like, well, he was a part of Spygate and Deflategate. I'm like, okay. I mean, to me, again, I'm just thinking of my experience in the media. When I speak to people on the phone, there are times they don't want to share certain things with me. Just like when Tom's in another team's building for a practice or a production meeting or whatever it is that they allow him into. They don't have to bring him into the war room and show him the depth chart and the notes or the how they have the college prospects ranked. They're not doing that. They don't have to say, like, this guy that's our backup linebacker is going to be a future star, you know, when he's on an expiring contract, so that Tom knows to go tell her we need to go sign this linebacker. Like, you share what you want to share. That's on the teams. And so if you have somebody that is giving you concerns, well, then you can obviously decide to be more, selective with what you share with him. That's on you, okay? But I don't have any issues with him going to production meetings or going to if they want to run fewer plays at practice or not show him certain things or not tell him certain things at production meetings or share less information with the whole – that's up to them. That's fine. I don't have an issue with that. But Tom has a job to do, and I'd like to think that he's professional enough that it's not going to be an issue. That's my stance.
So how about that performance from Drake May Sunday down in Miami, Adam? I know you were a proponent of his last week. You said he had it and you were looking forward to seeing him. You think he took the step forward in the right direction you were looking for?
Well, in that game he did. I mean, I got him on – he's my quarterback on both my fantasy teams. So, you know, we'd like to see Drake May throw a touchdown. That's, you know, no problem there. That was the kind of game that you expect him to play. Those are the kinds of – numbers that you think he'll put up. I think that was what you think you'll see this season. And hopefully for the Patriots' sake, there's more of that.
That was this week's Drake Take from Adam Schefter, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive.
Hey, Adam, the Steelers, the next opponent for the Patriots, started out hot in week one and then cooled off last week, so they're 1-1 like the Patriots. I'm just curious to get your overall thoughts on how the Aaron Rodgers experience is going for Pittsburgh, and I just read this the other day that I guess he's not doing the Pat McAfee show interviews anymore, so that must have been something that came down from the head coach. But just your overall thoughts on how it's going so far for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I don't know that it did or it didn't come down from the head coach. Obviously, he's got a relationship with Pat, and whether he wants to continue to pursue that, I'm sure, you know, Pat would have been happy to have him back, and for whatever reason, Aaron isn't back. I don't know whether that's requested from the team or decided himself. There's always a lot of things that could go into that. But, you know, he's played well. The Steelers had a very unconventional offseason, a very un-Pittsburgh-like offseason. Trades, big money, acquisitions, paying players from other teams. Like, you don't normally see that from the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're more reward their own players, draft their players, develop their own players, all those things. And it was a very un-Pittsburgh-like offseason, and it's continued to be a very un-Pittsburgh-like regular season in the sense that, you know, usually this team runs the ball, plays great defense, and wins 17-14, 20-17, whatever it may be. Now they're in shootouts, and now they're making mistakes, like special teams mistakes, and now they're not running the ball as well, and the defense has come under fire. So, again, the areas where they've been really stout in other years, they have not been this year, and the areas where they've not been as explosive in other years, they have been this year. And it just seems like everything is opposite with the Pittsburgh Steelers this year.
Adam Schefter with us here on WEEI Afternoons. And Adam, I can't believe my buddy here, Ted Johnson, didn't ask this question. He hates the play. The tush push seems like it's in the spotlight, getting a lot of criticism this week. Is the tush push on officially life support?
Well, I think it was on life support anyway. You know, frankly, I was surprised it wasn't tossed last year. I think it has something to do with the fact that the Eagles made a compelling case to keep it. They brought in Jason Kelce. They presented evidence that they didn't believe that it posed any additional player safety health risks. And so, you know, I was surprised it was kept last year. And now there's been, again, a lot of negative conversation about it this year. We're two games in. Obviously, there'll be a lengthy season to still play out. Yeah, I thought it was on life support last year. It survived. I think it'll be on life support. Maybe it will survive. Maybe it won't. But clearly, it's a play that really – it doesn't bother me. Like, I have no issues with the play like other people, but there are some people that really hate that play.
I would be one of them, but that's okay. I don't have a vote.
Another one.
Yep. And Ted played in the NFL.
Get rid of it.
He hates it too. Hey,
Ted,
you know,
why do you hate it so much?
It's very simple. It's very, very simple. It comes down to the fact that the defense is not allowed to push the defensive lineman into the offensive lineman like they are on their side of the ball. It's not a fair play for the defense if they can't do the pushing as well as the offense. So I see it as a fair thing. Aesthetically, I think it's an ugly play aesthetically, but I also, more importantly, think the play is inherently unfair to the defense.
I hadn't thought of it like that before. That's interesting. I like that take.
Yeah, what Ted said, exactly. So, Adam, real quick, obviously winning cures a lot that ails you, and Mike Vrabel now suddenly feels a lot better in New England. What is going on in Chicago? And Ben Johnson, they roll up the score on him, it seems, in Detroit. Now there's infighting. Is this situation getting out of hand quickly, or what?
I'm unaware of infighting. What's that about?
Well, I mean, he's yelling at the media today about bad, like, he says they're guilty of bad practice habits and is very unhappy with the team. It just seems like it's an unpleasant start to the Ben Johnson era.
I think anywhere where they're 0-2, it's going to be unpleasant. I mean, you could go to the city and it's going to be unpleasant. And I think in Chicago, there were a lot of expectations and it's been a slow start. I think people knew it was going to take some time for Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams to connect and be productive at the highest levels. It wasn't going to happen right away. But they've got some issues to overcome right here. And, you know, it looks like it may not be the kind of season that everybody expected, at least so far. We'll see if they can turn it around. Got some pressure on them right now. Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. Their former head coach, Matt Eberflus, is the defensive coordinator. I'm sure he's got something on his mind for the upcoming game. So, yeah, it's not a great start, but again, we all knew, at least many people thought it was going to take some time. So let's see how it plays out.
You know what, Adam, if I could follow up on that, I'm curious just your opinion on, I thought it was odd just kind of how the Lions approached that game. You know, it looked like Dan Campbell was running up the score. You had guys kind of, upset that Ben Johnson would leave from a coordinator position to a head coaching job to a team that's in their division. It just seemed like the Lions players were not happy with Ben Johnson for taking that job. I mean, is there anything you can speak to that? Is that overblown? But I just never seen that dynamic before.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think Ben Johnson did exactly what he should have done. The money was so great at that point in time that the Bears are offering enough. I don't know. I forget where the number came at, $12 million a year. You have to, when the money gets that high, you have to do it. So I don't know what problem they have. Like, that's the way it goes.
Yeah. It surprised me.
Right?
It surprised me.
Adam, real quick before we let you go, we started with Tom Brady. Let's end with Tom Brady. You had the announcement on social media. He's going to be playing flag football in Saudi Arabia. What's your reaction to that? And do you think that falls in line with the NFL's sort of global expansion flag football plan that they've kind of been using business-wise?
You know, I think there's quite a partnership going between Fanatics and the NFL, and it's hard for me to imagine that the NFL is just blindsided by this, right? Like, that they didn't know about it. I'm sure the NFL signed off on it. I'm sure the NFL was good with it. It's got some marquee players, current, former, head coaches involved. Like, there's no way the league doesn't sign off on that. I'd be shocked if it didn't know.
All right, Adam, appreciate you joining us, and we'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, Adam.
Guys, have a great week. Thank you.
You too. Thanks. See you, Adam. Adam Schefter, ESPN, here on Fenway Park, WEEI Afternoons in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. We'll react a little bit to Adam Schefter and some of his comments, but more importantly, we're going to take a little bit of a look at the Patriots coaching staff. I think everybody, Mike Giardi, Fitzy, Ted Johnson, thought the coaching staff would be a area of strength for the New England Patriots in 2025. 2 weeks in, has it been the area of strength you expected it to be? We'll answer that question next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.